Seven more suspects linked to the rape of eight women in Krugersdorp last month were expected to appear in court on Thursday, bringing the number of arrests for the attack to 14. Court proceedings were delayed as an age assessment is being done on an alleged Zama-Zama or illegal minor who says that he's under 18. ANC's National Executive Committee member Nomvula Mokonyane led a protest outside of the Krugersdorp Magistrates Court, attended by supporters of the ANC, Action SA and the LGBTQI community. Among the various groups demonstrating outside of the Krugersdorp Magistrates Court today, Herman Mashaba, leader of the political party Action SA, says that he warned the ANC of the threat posed by illegal minors.
You remember when I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, I raided this particular mines on several occasions. But at the time, the ANC decided to call me xenophobic, unleashed a campaign which is unfortunately still lingers on my name, including reporting me to the South African Human Rights Commission. Fortunate enough, it is I was cleared because I believe in the rule of law, because one of my biggest fears to one day live in a country where people take the law into their own hands.
Meanwhile, as some protest outside of court, Parliament held a ministerial briefing session on illegal mining. During the briefing, Police Minister Becky Cele said that the police have been working on curbing criminality linked to illegal mining for many years.
It's not a new phenomenon at all. To such an extent, Chairperson, that in the year 2019, in July, the first special task team was formed in Free State that had to respond to the criminality that was taking place at Belcom. They would argue that it's caused by unemployment, but in essence, it is run by syndicates, and those syndicates, they are putting a lot of criminal activities around those activities. So we had to respond on this one as the state, and the special task multidisciplinary team was put. Up to this point, Chairperson, about 350 illegal miners have been arrested. Almost all would be foreign nationals, basically Basotho, Zimbabweans, Malawians, and Mozambicans. They have been positively identified, Chairperson. All 14 of them, they've been identified by 7. Now we continue to work on the DNA to further scientifically link women and link them and the rape of the women.
Lele was also dragged over the coals for his use of the word lucky in describing a victim who was assaulted by a single perpetrator.
One woman was raped 10 men, not 10 times, by 10 different men, the other one by 8, the other one by 6, the other one by 4, 3, and all the one 19-year-old was lucky, if it is lucky, that was raped by one man.
Lele defended the comment by saying that it had been taken out of context.
I said, and I guess, this matter, by the way, Chairperson, has been taken by the DA to the ethics, to the Code and Ethics of Parliament, where I'll be answering. But I wish that when they talk about this thing, they put a proper quotation of what was said. I said, this young woman was raped by one person. She was lucky that was not raped by 10 people. And I added in that statement, is everywhere that statement, that she was lucky, if I can call that the luck, because was understanding that it could not be the luck itself. That's why the statement is qualified. I hope that as they go forward, they continue to quote exactly what happened.
This is an ongoing story. For Times Live in the News, I am Paige Muller.